Welcome to the History of North America. I'm Mark Vinette. I'm gearing up for a deep dive into the fledgling English colony of Virginia and the year 1619. But first, let's set things up by briefly revisiting the earliest settlement in that coastal area on Roanoke Island. During the Spanish colonization of the Americas, the Spanish Main was the collective term for the parts of the Spanish Empire that were on the mainland of the Americas and had coastlines on the Caribbean Sea or Gulf of Mexico. The term was used to distinguish those regions from the numerous islands Spain controlled in the Caribbean, which were known as the Spanish West Indies. The Spanish Main included Spanish Florida and New Spain, the latter extending through modern-day Texas and Mexico, with a major port established along this stretch of coastline at the Spanish settlement of Veracruz. From the 16th to the early 19th century, enormous wealth was shipped from the Spanish Main to Spain in the form of gold, silver, gemstones, spices, hardwoods, hides, and other valuable goods. Much of the wealth was silver in the form of pieces of eight. It was carried to the Spanish Main via the Pacific coast. Other goods originated in the Far East, having been carried to the Pacific coast of Spain's possessions on the Manila galleons from Southeast Asia, often through the Mexican port of Acapulco, and then transported overland to the Spanish Main for onward shipment to Europe. The Manila galleons were Spanish trading ships which for 250 years linked the Spanish Philippines with Mexico across the Pacific Ocean, making one or two round-trip voyages per year between the ports of Acapulco and Manila, which were both part of New Spain. The Manila galleons sailed the Pacific from 1565 to 1815, bringing to North America cargoes of luxury goods, such as spices and porcelain, in exchange for New World silver. The route also fostered exchanges that shaped the identities and culture of the countries involved. The Spanish Main became a frequent target for pirates, buccaneers, privateers, and nations at war with Spain, seeking to capture some of these riches. To protect this wealth, the Spanish treasure fleet was equipped with heavily armed galleons. The organization of the fleets in large convoys proved highly efficient, with only a few successful examples of major privateer attacks along the Spanish Main. Wishing to take part in this lucrative enterprise, Elizabethan England began sending expeditions to coastal North America in the hopes of discovering wealth and riches, or taking possession of the treasure accumulated and transported by Spain. Following Sir Humphrey Gilbert's tragic death in 1583, Queen Elizabeth divided his land charter between his brother Adrian Gilbert and his half-brother Sir Walter Raleigh. Adrian's charter gave him the patent on Newfoundland and all points north, where geographers expected to eventually find a long-sought northwest passage to Asia. Raleigh was awarded the lands to the south, though much of it was already claimed by Spain. Raleigh's 1584 charter specified that he needed to establish a colony by 1591, or lose his right to colonization. He was to explore and exploit the territory, and was expected to establish a base from which to send privateers on raids against the treasure fleets of Spain. Despite the broad powers granted to Raleigh, he was forbidden to leave the Queen's side. Instead of personally leading voyages to the Americas, he delegated the missions to his associates and oversaw operations from London. The Sea Dogs was an informal name bestowed upon English privateers who were authorized by Queen Elizabeth I to raid England's enemies, even during times of peace. Carrying letters of marque issued by the English Crown, the Sea Dogs frequently attacked both enemy shipping at sea and enemy outposts on land, especially targeting the Spanish in North American waters and ports. One of these celebrated Sea Dogs was seasoned soldier Richard Grenville, the eldest son and heir of Sir Roger Grenville, who was captain of King Henry VIII's warship Mary Rose when it sank in Portsmouth Harbor in 1545. Sir Walter Raleigh, Queen Elizabeth's knight lord and governor of Virginia, planned a first colony and military operation focused on the exploration and evaluation of natural resources of the New World land granted him by his sovereign. A fleet consisting of 7 ships departed Plymouth, England in April 1585. When Elizabeth refused to let Raleigh make the voyage to Roanoke Island, his cousin, Sir Richard Grenville, took his place. Arriving in late June, Grenville and his men explored a great deal of territory seeking a site for the colony. The Native Americans in the region observed the Europeans and soon made contact with the English and established friendly relations. The English spoke highly of the tribe's hospitality and the strategic location of the nearby island of Roanoke. The expedition's reports described the region as a pleasant and bountiful land like the Garden of Eden. The tribe that controlled the area met with Grenville and Governor Ralph Lane to provide land for the English settlement on Roanoke Island. Both sides agreed that the island was strategically located for access to the ocean and to avoid detection from Spanish patrols after plundering Spanish ships. Lane began construction of a fort on the north side of the island. By late summer, a fort was built on Roanoke, and late August, Grenville left 107 men with Governor Lane and sailed for England. Days later, in Bermuda, Grenville raided a large Spanish galleon which had become separated from the rest of its fleet. The merchant ship, which Grenville took back to England as a prize, was loaded with enough treasure to make the entire Roanoke expedition profitable, spurring excitement in Queen Elizabeth's court about Raleigh's colonization efforts.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-218-6010. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-218-6010. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-218-6010.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The establishment of the Roanoke Colony in Virginia was an attempt by Sir Walter Raleigh to found the first permanent English settlement in North America. The English settlement was built on Roanoke Island in what is now coastal North Carolina. The mysterious disappearance of the colonists remains an enigma to this day. The Anglo-Spanish War was an intermittent conflict that began in 1585 between the kingdoms of Spain and England. The conflict included much English privateering against Spanish treasure ships in the New World, and several major sea battles including the Spanish Armada. In 1588, a large fleet of Spanish ships sailed to invade England. Spain's Catholic King Philip II was determined to remove Protestant Queen Elizabeth from the throne. The outcome of this epic sea battle greatly influenced the subsequent exploration, commercialization, settlement, and colonization of North America. It's the summer of 1588, and all is not well in England. Citizens are plotting to betray their monarch for Spanish gold, and the dreaded Armada is coming closer and closer. It's up to the Queen's sea dogs and navy to stop them. But will they succeed in convincing Queen Elizabeth that such action is necessary? And when the Spanish ships finally arrive, what will happen to the Virgin Queen and the citizens of London? How will this affect the exploration, settlement, and colonization of North America? The defeat of the Spanish Armada brought fame both for England and Queen Elizabeth I. Europe was stunned that such a small island nation had successfully defended itself against such a major aggressor. While the war with Spain would continue until 1604, the outcome was no longer taken for granted, and foreign diplomats began to court England as a possible ally. Elizabeth's popularity soared. The impact of the victory for the nation's self-confidence cannot be overestimated. England's success was celebrated in all manners of ways. Songs were written, medals struck, portraits painted, and prints published. All lauded Elizabeth as a savior who stood firm to protect her nation, shared the glory of the success with the English Navy, and gave thanks for divine intervention. God breathed, and they were scattered. The Anglo-Spanish War was brought to an end with the Treaty of London in 1604, negotiated between King Philip III of Spain and the new King of England, James I. In the treaty, England and Spain agreed to cease their military interventions in Europe, and the English ended their high seas privateering in the New World. After many years of unsuccessful North American settlements, the English founded the colony of Jamestown in Virginia. Check out the YouTube version of this episode, which has accompanying visuals, including maps, charts, timelines, photos, illustrations, and diagrams. I'm Mark Vinette, and I hope you're enjoying the ride. Doctors endorse it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calotrin Healthy Weight Loss. Ron in Texas lost 35 pounds. Marie in Pennsylvania lost 117 pounds with Calotrin. Diane not only lost weight, but she also found relief from arthritis. Lynn lost over 45 pounds. Calotrin contains collagen, the most abundant protein naturally occurring in the human body, which decreases as we age. Taking Calotrin promotes better sleep, more energy, less joint pain, and best of all, weight loss. Calotrin has an amazing 86% success rate with their 90-day supply. And this week, take advantage of their President's Day sale. Buy the 90-day supply and get an extra month free, plus free shipping. Ordering is so easy. Just text the word HISTORY to the code 30605, and we'll send you a link to this special offer. Again, text HISTORY, that's HISTORY, using the code 30605.